this shir and every shir in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Morty and Lorraine Son, Lezecher Nishmas, Mrs. Son's father, Mr. Harold Levine, Yecheskel ben Yaakov Chanoch Halevi, Mr. Son's grandfather, Mr. Abba Zalka Friedman, Avram Shlomo ben Moshe Zev, and Mr. Son's father, Dr. Harry Son, Svi ben Elazar, and the Neshamos have Aliyos through our Talmud Torah. You requested yesterday a shir on Kibbutz Ava'im. Just by the way, just to know, I was in Rabbi Kamenetsky's office asking him what he's going to be speaking about. And he said, I forgot, I have to speak today. And he took out the list that you wrote for him. He's like, oh, Kibbutz Ava'im. Wait, I'm talking about Kibbutz Ava'im today. So let's, just to be aware of like when requests maybe cross over or something, I don't know. Also, we're running a little bit low on the shilas for the 10-minute halacha. So, if you don't have I have plenty of old shilas that I got from people that I've dealt with in the past that I'd be happy to talk about. But, obviously, just keep them coming, the shilas. All right. Or the issues. Really, it's been more topics than shilas. Okay. The Kibbutz Ava'im starts obviously with the Aseres HaDibros, right? The pasuk in the Torah says, "Kabeles avicha v'simecha l'man yarichun yamechal adama asher Hashem elokecha nosein lach." Not only does it tell us the mitzvah, it tells us that there is great schar for the mitzvah. It's yarichun yamecha, that there's a bracha of arichus yamim for Kibbutz Ava'im. But not only is there a mitzvah of kibud, pasuk vayikra perak yotes ish imo va'aviv tira'u ves shabsosay tishmorah ani Hashem elokecha. We have to have Yiras Ava'im as well. Imo Va'aviv Tira'u. Interesting juxtaposition. Right after tells us about Yiras Ava'im, immediately follows that up with Shabsosai Tishmaru, and that is not insignificant. We're going to see that is of major significance, actually, the fact that the two are juxtaposed with each other. Now, what is the reason for the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im? So the Sefer HaChinuch is always a good place to look for reasons for any mitzvah, and the Sefer HaChinuch could not be more clear over here. He writes, Shero'i lo la'adam she'yakir v'yigmal chesed l'misha'asu imotova. Mitzvah lamed gimel, that it's appropriate for a person to be makir tov and to be gomel chesed to someone who did good for you. V'lo ye'navel misnaker v'kafoy tova. The alternative to being a non-makir tov is not being a regular guy. When you're not a makir tov, you're a bad guy. In case we weren't clear enough about how bad you are, it is disgusting and it is an awful midah to the greatest degree, betachlis, to the nth degree, in front of both God and other people. When someone does good for you, you have to be makir tov to that person. And whenever you think about getting angry at your parents, just realize for a second, just take a step back and say, I'm here because of them. Without them, I don't exist. I don't begin to exist. And the truth is, we can never really do what we really owe them. We can never really do for them everything that they really deserve. They gave us everything. They gave us our life. And how much effort did they put into raising us when we were young? Now he's already gone from what naturally happens to what normally happens. Meaning the fact that a parent is your biological parent, that means they brought you into this world, and that alone is deserving of all the covet in the world. And he said, and normally, they take care of you when you're young also. They don't abandon you when you're a baby. Yeah? You're adopted. Right. So, right, that would be nafkamina. Right? Ukshayikva zos hamida benafsho. And when a person has this mida and he's able to internalize it, yalami mena lahakir tovas hakel baruch hu. That will lead him to Hakaras HaTov Takarash Baruch Hu. Shu Sibasa V'Sibas Kalavosa V'Adad Amarishon. Because if you train yourself to look to where you came from and why you're living, so you'll look to your parents, but then the next logical step is, wait, where did they come from? Where did they come from? And you'll end up going back. Everything leads back to one spot. Everything leads back to Takarash Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us everything. Kiperet ain haven. We'd be like a mule that doesn't understand any kisus. Kiferet ain haven, like a horse or a mule that doesn't understand anything. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's contribution of our intelligence, and He gave us a neshama, and He gave us all that, you know, the wonderful gift of humanity. And therefore, it will lead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But primarily, what's the issue? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone does something good for you, you do something good back for them. You show respect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein adam l'chaveru, bein adam l'makom. According to the Sefer Achina. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly a mitzvah bin adam l'chavero. Seems as clear as can be. Says Gemara in Kiddushin, Shlosha shut Tan Rabbanan, Shlosha shut v'nein v'adam. Kiddushin lamin v'beis lamin alf lamin alf. There are three partners in making a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aviv v'imo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your father and your mother. Bizman sh'adam v'chabed asav v'es imo. When you show cover to your parents, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malani Aleim Kilu Darti B'Neim V'Chibduni. I count that as if I'm living amongst them and they honored me. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chavera. That sounds a little more like Ben Adam L'Makom. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do Kibud Aveim, that's cover to me. I take that personally. That's not cover to your parents only, that's my Shutaf. When you're showing respect to my Shutaf, to my associate, that's showing respect to me. So it's not about what they've done for you. It's about the fact that they are associated with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and by showing respect to them, you're being mechabed me. The Gemara goes on a little bit further. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman at the end over there, Bizman Shadam Etzayer Esav Vesimo, when a person upsets his parents, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yafa Asisi Shalo Darti Beneihem, Shil Moli Darti Beneihem Tziaruni. I see that it's a good thing that I'm not living amongst them, whatever that means. No Beis HaMikdash. Because if I lived amongst them, they would only make my life miserable too. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly associates your relationship to your parents with your relationship to Him. Yeah.
Is that Shuto thing, is that saying that Hashem is involved in the Bia or something like that? Or is it saying that Hashem is like part of this marriage? Like, is he still Shuto like the marriage that's like a certain Minotaur?
Yeah, I would say yes. It's probably, the Shuto probably relates to the Gemara Nida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits there at the Shas Bia, and he's mavchin bein zera, you know, between each and every bit of zera, you know, but he's mavchin who's going to be tall, short, ugly, you know, whatever, but he's not mavchin between tzaddik v'rasha, because a person has the bechira to do that. But that's probably relating to that Gemara, that whenever a child is being created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determining, you know, he's doing genetic engineering of what the child is going to become. So that's probably what it's related to, the act of shutfus, plus the neshama that he puts into every person. So that's also what it relates to. So what is kibud aveim? Is it a bein adam l'chaveru? Is it a bein adam l'makom? On the one hand, Sefer HaChinuch says it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you would think intuitively it's bein adam l'chaveru, because after all, aveim are human beings, and it's doing something for other human beings. So it seems intuitively that it's bein adam l'chaveru. On the other hand, it's the Gemara relates to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as covered to him when you're mechabed your parents. So it sounds a little more like Ben Adam L'Makom. Placement on the Luchos, Rishonim point out that the Luchos are split between Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Right? First half is all Ben Adam L'Makom, second half is all Ben Adam L'Chavero. Right? And where's Kibud Aveim? On the first side, it's number 5. So it's sort of the bridge, but it's on the first side. So that the placement on the Luchos would seem to indicate Ben Adam L'Makom also. Now, you can ask, well, isn't this totally academic? We're Chayiv Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chavero. We're Chayiv Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom. What difference does it make whether a mitzvah is a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chavero or a mitzvah is a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom? You have to do all mitzvahs anyway. So what's nafkamina? So there are actually several nafkaminas between mitzvahs that are Ben Adam L'Chavero and mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom. By the way, before we even get to the nafkaminas, you find a very similar concept, Rav Asher Weiss points out, and he has a small piece, very short piece, on Kibud Av v'Kibud Rabbo, in the Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Yisro, in Minchas Asher. He points out that you find an exact parallel to this when it comes to Kavod Rav. The Gemara in Bava Tzia Daf Lamed Gimel tells us, Mishnah in Bava Tzia Daf Lamed Gimel tells us, Avedaso v'Avedas Aviv, if you have your Aveda to deal with, or your father's Aveda, Avedaso Kodemes, your own Aveda comes first. comes first. Avedaso v'avedas rabo. If it's your aveda or your Rebbe's aveda, shalom kodem. Avedas aviv avedas rabo. What it's you either have the ability to return your father's aveda or your Rebbe's aveda. Which one do you do? Shal rabo kodemes. Your Rebbe should come first. Why? Aviv heviu l'olam hazeh v'rabo shalim do chachma meviu l'chayei ha'olam haba. Your father brought you into this world. Your Rebbe, who taught you chachma, brought you into the next world. What does it say? Yeah.
Me and I thought maybe it could be like a little bit of a kasha on. We say, oh, the reason why you fear your father is because he's allowing you Torah. So according to that, and therefore, shouldn't it be? I guess like the father should, if you know, Rabbi Avo.
Right. So the Gemara says that if the father taught you Torah, then the father comes first, before the Rebbe.
Okay.
Yeah, this is assuming the father didn't teach you Torah.
Okay,
so, but what's the svara? That since your father gave you something valuable, but your Rebbe gave you something much more valuable, your father gave you Olam Hazeh, but your Rebbe gave you Olam Haba. Now, if your father gave you both, because he taught you Torah, so that's what we say, so then, great, he for sure comes first. But if your father gives you Olam Hazeh, and your Rebbe gives you Olam Haba, so who do you owe more to? You owe more to the Rebbe. Right? That's so bin al Khaver bin al Makom, the myth of Kavod HaRav. It sounds like we're comparing Kibbutz Rav to Kibbutz HaRav based on what they've done for you. And you're just reciprocating what they've done for you. So it sounds like it should be a mitzvah bin Adam Lachavero. That's what it sounds like, that Kibbutz HaRav is bin al Lachavero. Yet, I forgot to include in the Mar Makomus, Rashi Weiss points out, Gemara in Krisus has a different svara. Says, no, you know why the Rebbe comes before your father? Shehu va'aviv chayiv b'kvod harav. Both you and your father are chayiv to honor the Rebbe. So the Rebbe comes first. That's a little different already. That's not just hakaras hatov to the Rebbe. That's that you have an independent chiyuv of honoring a Rebbe, which may be more of a ben adam lamakom than a ben adam lachavero. But even if you're not convinced by that maramakom, that it's a ben adam lamakom, which you should be convinced, because why in the world would the Gemara give two totally different, with the Mishnayos, give two totally different reasons? It must be it's emphasizing different elements of the mitzvah, right? Because on the one hand it says, because your Rebbe brings you into the next world, your father brings you into this world, and the other hand it says, because your father's also chayv in the Kavod HaRav, sounds like the two, we're emphasizing two totally different elements of the mitzvah. One ben adam lamakom, one ben adam lachvero. You look at the Gemara in Bava Kamma, in case you're not convinced that there's an element of ben adam lamakom when it comes to Kavod HaRav, very famous Gemara. Kedetanya, Shimon HaMsuni v'Amilo Nechemya HaMsuni Yadarish Kalas HaShabbat Torah. Shimon HaMsuni or Nechemya HaMsuni was Darish all the Esin in the Torah, every time he said the word S in the Torah. Kivin Sheigel Es HaShem Lekachatira Pirish. He got to Es HaShem Lekachatira and he said, can't darshan this. Es HaShem Lekachatira, can't darshan that. Amru lo Talmidav, his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, call Esin Shadarashta Matehei Alayen. What are you going to do with every other S in the Torah? You darshan every single one because one you're stumped on. You're going to miss them all. Said, look, I got schar for the Talmud Torah in trying to darshan all the Essen. I'll be mekabel schar for saying for tearing up those chidushei Torah that it turned out to be false. I get just as much schar for tearing out pages as I do for writing the pages in the first place. So Rabbi Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Valimeid, but then comes along Rabbi Akiva says, no, I could save that S. We can find something to do with that S. What are we going to do with it? Es Hashem Elokech Hatira L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Es Hashem Elokech Hatira comes to include Talmidei Chachamim. Now obviously Shimon HaMsuni, Nechemya HaMsuni was hesitant to associate anything with Kavod HaMakom, associate Kavod of any human being with Kavod HaMakom. Rabbi Akiva says Es Hashem Elokech Hatira relates to Talmidei Chachamim. What does that tell you? Ben Adam Makom, Ben Adam Lachavero. That seems to clearly indicate Ben Adam L'Makom. We're dashing from the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So it seems very clear that this is a Ben Adam L'Makom issue.
Are we associating maybe Chacham with parents?
No, I'm not associating with parents. All I'm trying to show you is that just like we have Mar Makomos that point to Kibbutz Rav Ve'Eim being both a Ben Adam L'Makom, and we have other Mar Makomos pointing to it being a Ben Adam L'Chavero, we also have a similar idea by Kibbutz Rav. Like Kibbutz Rav, we have some Mar Makomos that point to being Ben Adam L'Makom, other Mar Makomos that point to it being a Ben Adam L'Chavero. Yeah.
So, like, is that, like, I was saying, you said, like, they're doing not the leaders. I'm saying, since they're both from Aaron Cohen, like, shouldn't we just go either like the Chumar or by the rule of
We'll see. So let's see. Let's see what we do. First, we have to find the Nafkaminas. Let's see what the Nafkaminas are.
This, was he the only one who was Darshan?
Dorish Essen?
Yeah.
The Chemi Amsuni Shimon
Amsuni? I feel like Nachum Yish Gamar.
Yeah.
The same guy?
Yeah, I don't know if the same guy, but no, not the same guy, but yeah, I guess. Right? But this, yeah, I don't know. So what are the nafkaminas between the mitzvah and the chaver ben al-nakam? So Rama Milch Tshuva, I don't put it in the Maramakamos because everyone knows it. It's Gemar Yuma. When you need to put a different Rama Milch Tshuva. When you need to do tshuva for an avera, how do you do tshuva for ben al-nakam? Say vidoy, right? There's a whole process. Aziv asachet, you do whatever. You do the tshuva. How do you do tshuva ben al-chavera? You have to ask for mechila. So if kibud aveim is a din ben adam l'makom, so you can do a proper tshuva without asking for mechila. If it's a din ben adam l'chavero, so then you would need to ask for mechila. It's one pashla nafkamina. Other nafkamina, do you make a bracha on the mitzvah? When do you make brachas on mitzvahs? When don't you make brachas on mitzvahs? There are lots of mitzvahs that we don't make brachas on. Very complicated question. I think I may have mentioned in the past, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba, fascinating Tshuvas HaRashba. Someone asked the Rashba, just give me the rule. What's the one rule? When do you and when don't you make brachas for mitzvahs? Chelek Aleph and Tshuvas HaRashba Simin Yud Ches. Rashba says, I wish I could give you the rule, but there is no the rule. There are many rules. And there are many different reasons why you might not make a bracha on certain mitzvahs. For instance, anytime kometz v'shein b'maisa, if a mitzvah doesn't involve a maisa, like hashmatas k'safim, you don't make a bracha on. Ein mevarchan mitzvah v'shein etzluy kula b'yada ose. If it's not completely in your control to make sure the mitzvah happens, comes to fruition, you don't make a bracha. Kol davar shu masa l'beizdin, you don't make a bracha. Kol mitzvah shiba mitoch aveira. Any mitzvah that you're only able to do because you first did an avera. What's an example? The heshev esakzela. You return something that you stole. The only way to do the mitzvah of returning something that you stole is by stealing something.
Is that also like leaving over like a korban pesach and then like eating it the next? Is that the same thing?
Is that meaning any lavanita klase? I guess would be something you wouldn't make
but
a brata.
Anytime you have to ask forgiveness.
Okay, that would be really any time, right? So then you wouldn't make a bracha on that. That might be for other reasons also. Matnos kahuna, when you give the truma to the kohen, no bracha. Why, says Rashba? Matnos kahuna, you're not giving it. Who gave it to you? Akash Baruch Hu gave it to you, and he didn't really give that part to you. That part, it's mishulchan gavoh kazachu. The kohanim are getting it straight from God. You're just the conduit to give it to the kohen. So it's not even your matana. Ein vrachna mitzvah sheikara ein a mitzvah. Gon chalitz aviv and sheikar mishum peri v'rivya. V'yein a mitzvah peri v'rivya. When chalitz aviv, the real purpose of it is peruvu. So the chalitz aviv isn't the end game. You don't make a bracha when it's not the end game, when it's only the beginning of something. Gerushin, because a lot of times people do gerushin is a mitzvah too. When there's a reason to get divorced, there's a mitzvah to get divorced. But sometimes people get divorced for the wrong reasons, and then it's an avera. So you're not going to make a bracha on a mitzvah that sometimes it's an avera. Right? So yeah, tons of rules. In Vrachnal, Mises Bezdin. You don't make a bracha on killing somebody and Bezdin doing carrying out Mises Bezdin. Why not? Because it's sad. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want Bimos HaRishayim. He wants them to do tshuva. Right? That's what the conversation was between Rameir and Bruria, Gemara and Brachos, right? That Rameir said that there were these bad guys that were starting up with Rameir, and what happened? He wanted to daven. He started to daven that they should all die. And his wife said to him, what are you davening that they should die? He said, well, they're making my life miserable. She said, no, it doesn't say, what was the pasuk he quoted? She quoted, it doesn't say that the chotim should die. It says chataim urishayim odeinam. That once you get rid of the chataim, then urishayim odeinam. There are two ways to accomplish urishayim odeinam, that there aren't going to be any more rishayim. Either get rid of the rishayim or get rid of their sins. We're supposed to daven that they do tshuva, so hitaka daven that they do tshuva. So we're not happy about having to kill people. It's very sad. You don't make a bracha on something sad. That's why the Balamor says that you don't make a bracha on Sfiris Omer, Bismanazeh. I think it's Balamor. It says you don't make a bracha on Sfiris Omer, Bismanazeh, of Shechianu. We do make a bracha on Sfiris Omer, no Shechianu on Sfiris Omer. It says, why no Shechianu on Sfiris Omer? Shechianu is like, we're so excited to do this mitzvah. But what do we have left of the mitzvah? We have the mitzvah without the korban. It's empty. It's sad. And we don't have the mitzvah the way it was meant to be. So how can you be so excited? We want to be in the zman where we can really do the mitzvah the right way, with the korban omer. So this, on a different level, is saying you don't even make a bricha mitzvah at all if the whole mitzvah is sad, if the whole nature of the mitzvah is sad, like killing somebody. He associates it with what we mentioned a little bit yesterday, why we don't say halal in Rosh Hashanah. A time of din. It's just not the time to be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the time to be singing his praises in a time of din, in a time of difficulty. Good? Again, he gives tons and tons of... He says, Bikur Cholim, Nichumei Aveilim, Ava Shal Menel Mechaveru, we don't make brachos on. Why? Because it's Tali B'Yad Acherim. They may accept it, they may not accept it. But there's a Rambam that says a much broader rule. Instead of getting into all these details, this one yes, this one no, this one yes, this one... The Rambam says a very clear rule in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, Kol mitzvas asei shebein adam lamakom, bein mitzvah shein achavim, bein mitzvah shein achavim, mevarech le'akadam lasiyasa. You know, one of the other requests was to have a shira and brachos over lasiyasan, so that we're mekayim both. So any mitzvah sasei, bein adam lamakom, says the Rambam, you make a bracha over lasiyasan before you do the mitzvah. Nitzilas lulav, right before you take the lulav, you make the bracha. Right before you flip the esrog, whatever it is. Right before you eat the matzah, you make the bracha. But notice, it's always by ben adam lamakom. Ben adam lachaveros never get a bracha. Nafkamina between the mitzvah ben adam lamakom ben adam lachavero. Kibur aveim, if it's a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, should make a bracha. If it's a mitzvah ben adam lachavero, no bracha. Right? That's another nafkamina.
Is he saying there's no bracha at all, or at least it doesn't have to be over the siyasa?
No bracha. We don't make bracha. Can you think of it as a single mitzvah ben adam lachavero? You do make a bracha? Yeah.
But it's never a time for the mitzvah.
There's never a set time for the mitzvah.
Yeah. Let's say,
first of all, not every mitzvah ben adam lachavero has a set time either. Tefillin.
Yeah, but
even though it might be zman grama, but the discussion tells us. But you know, I'm saying it's. There's no specific time you have to wear it, or we're knowing to wear it for chakras.
It's different. No, I'm saying it's like...
Well, let me ask you, I'll go the other way. Matanos Levyonim. Ben Adam L'Chaveru, no bracha. It's set time, it's got to be on that day.
Important. No, I understand that. No, I mean, you said...
You're saying for Kibbutz Aveim?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Right, there may be other reasons why we don't make a bracha on Kibbutz Aveim, even if it is Ben Adam L'Makom, is what you're saying. Yes, and that is absolutely true. Right, there may be other reasons. Some of the reasons, some of the suggestions of the Rashba may work for Kibbutz Aveim, right? That okay, but another nafkamina. Just to go through a few nafkaminas. We're going to run through all the halachas later. I just want to get a little bit of lumdis, you know. So another nafkamina between mitzvah ben adam lachaveru and mitzvah ben adam lamakom. How much money do you spend on the mitzvah? All these nafkaminas, by the way, I heard from Rabbi Sachs and several shiurim he gave on Kibbutz Aveim, Rabbi Yonason Sachs. Another nafkamina, how much money do you spend on a mitzvah? The halacha is, when it's a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, what's the rule of how much money you spend? How much money do you spend on esrog? Right? You don't spend more than a fifth of your money, of your assets. No more than 20%. Right? Now, that's also true of the mitzvah of tzedakah, which has been adam lachavero, but that's because the nature of the mitzvah of tzedakah is giving money. But you don't have to spend money on nichum aveilim. You don't have to spend money on any mitzvah spend on the chavero. There's no requirement to spend money on ben adam lachaveros. You just have to do things. Ben adam lamakom is there's a money requirement. The only exception, again, is tzedakah, because that's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is giving money. But any other ben adam lachavero, you don't spend money on. So who pays for kibbutz aveilim? If you have to pay, if let's say your parents need food, so do you take their credit card or your credit card to buy them the food? You definitely have to go to the store. Sure, that you got to do. But their credit card or your credit card? Right, that would be an afkamina. If it's been on the makom, then the chori should take your credit card up until the fifth. If it's been on the chavero, then their credit card. Another afkamina. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. Unbelievable. Says the Rambam. Person does an avera. Some people like to talk about their averos a lot. Like to tell everybody about their history. Yeah, well, I did this, I did that. In high school, you should have seen me. Right? Some people, you can't tell if they're proud or if they're ashamed. But whatever it is, the Rambam writes. So is that appropriate? Are you supposed to brag about your avera? Not brag. definitely not supposed to brag about your avodah zarah. You're supposed to share what you've done with other people. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Beis Halacha Hey, source number 8. V'shevach gadol l'shav she'yisvad b'rabim v'yodia p'shov lahem. It's good to always be say a vidoy publicly. Let all your pshayim be known. Umegala averos shebeino lebein chavero. Reveal all the averos between beino lebein chavero. La'acherim to other people. V'omer lahem amnam chatasi leploni. And you say, oh, I did such a terrible thing to that guy. Basis lo kach v'kach. This is what I did to him. V'areini ayom shav m'snachem. I feel terribly about what I did to him. V'kol amazgav einu modia el mechasip shav. Not only that, if you don't share what you've done to other people and you cover it up and you try to pretend you did nothing wrong, then it's not a full tshuva. But that's only true with averos shebein adam lechavero. Aval averos shebein adam lemakom eino tzarich lefarsei matzmo v'azus panim hilo im gilam. You better know whether your mitzvah is a mitzvah, whether your avera was ben olam chaver ben olam lakom, because there's a big nafkamina. Either revealing it is necessary or wrong, right? It's not parav. So if it's a ben olam lakom, going and bragging about it, telling people about it is wrong. If it's ben olam chaver, going and telling people about it is necessary. So what if a person has shortcomings and keep it avain? Should go and say, oh, I was so terrible to my parents, I did this to them, I did that to them. Or should you maybe cover it up? Nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Zakin ve'inu lefi kvodo. The halacha by Hashavas Aveda. Be'inu lechavero. Hashavas Aveda, we're pretty sure it's be'inu lechavero, right? So there's a heter by Hashavas Aveda. Zakin ve'inu lefi kvodo. If let's say Rav Shachter used to give a little bit of a crass example, but because Rav Shachter gave it, so I'll give it too. If a chash of a rav is walking down the street and he sees a pair of women's underwear on the street, Shavas Aveda, Nebuch, someone lost her underwear. So should he go pick it up and return it? He's going to be walking through the street with a pair of women's underwear. So it's going to be a terrible bizayin for him. Zakin venil fi kvodo, there's no Shavas Aveda. Right? He doesn't have to do Shavas Aveda. You don't have to embarrass yourself to do Shavas Aveda. You have to carry around a Barbie doll, you know, to do a Shavas Aveda, if it's going to be embarrassing for you. Barbie doll is probably a little less embarrassing. Everyone will realize, hopefully, it's for a kid. Zakin means a respected person. Zesha kana chachma. Zakin ve'inu lefi kvoda. Sugim v'mitziya. There's one of the notes of Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. Unbelievably suggest that Zakin Ve'inu Lefi Kvodo applies to saving lives also. Because there is a shita that based on the Gemara that saving a life is a din of Hashavas Aveda. That it's Avedas, the Gemara has such an expression that it's Avedas Nafsha and you're going and you're saving life. But I'm going to ruin my kapata by jumping into the water and saving the life. It's Ve'inu Lefi Kvodo. So maybe you should say Zakin Ve'inu Lefi Kvodo. So it's obviously ridiculous, meaning you use that as a kasha. How can you say that? One of the most accountable, the Shulchan Aruch, raises this possibility. I believe he rejects it. But at least as a possibility. And the answer is obvious, because what's the definition of Zakin Ve'inu Lefi Kvodo? Right? If it was that Zakin's wife's underwear, would he pick it up? Or would he just say, you know what, I'll buy her another pair, I'm not walking through the street. Right? So you judge it based on what you would do for yourself. So if it was his own life at stake, would he say, my kapata, I don't want to, you know. So probably he'd take off the kapata to save his own life. I'm not going against kapatas right now, I'm just saying, you know, using it as an example. Right, so there is no such thing as Zakin Ve'inu Lefi Kvodo with saving life. Even if you hold it, it's a din of Hashavas Aveda. It wouldn't even make sense. But that's only by mitzvos ben adam lechavero. Ben adam lemakom, umar brachos yates, has a totally different rule. And what's that rule? The rule is, b'makom she'yishchil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. If you're dealing with chil Hashem, dealing with going against God, there's no kavod for human beings when you're going against God. If it's about respecting the Ribbono Shel Olam and respecting yourself, you respect the Ribbono Shel Olam. So ben adam lemakom, you wouldn't have to be mivazi yourself. You would have to be mivazi yourself for a mitzvah ben adam lemakom. For a mitzvah ben adam lechavero, you don't have to be mivazi yourself so much, right? You can do without being mivazi yourself. Another possible nafkamina. Got to wrap up the nafkaminas already. Another possible nafkamina. This is the last one anyway. We're not going to discuss it at length, but I'll give you the Marim Makom. Rav Yosef Engel, our weekly Rav Yosef Engel, in Asfonda Araisa, Klal Yud Gimel, discusses the concept of Anus Rachmana Patre, when someone is Ba'ones, do you say it's a Maisa Avera, but you just aren't responsible for it? Or it's not a Maisa Avera at all, you've done nothing? Right? He has such a Chakira. What the Nafkaminas are, take a look. It's in the back of the Mishmash, Klal Yud Gimel. Right? But he has such a Chakira. Is it a Maisa Avera, but you just aren't responsible? Or it's no Maisa Avera whatsoever? And he suggests it might make a difference if it's Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveira. If I cause someone else harm, the onus, the harm was caused. There's more reason to say that it's a Maisa Avera, it's just that I'm not punished for it. If I go against the Ribono Shalom, but onus, Ribono Shalom can make it okay. He'll be alright. Didn't hurt him too badly. So then you could say that Onus Rachmana Patre says mamash and nothing. Just to run through a couple of the possible outcomes of this, just some of the halachos in terms of these nafkaminas. Mechila by Kibra Veim. If your father says it's okay, you could sit in my seat, are you allowed to? Halach is yes, right? Father's allowed to be mochel on his kavod. What does that tell you? Ben on l'chaver, ben on l'makom. So it seems to say it's ben on l'chaver, right? Because he can't be mochel on the Ribbono Shalom's kavod, right? But when you think about it, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut that it's necessarily ben on l'chaver just because he could be mochel. Rabbi Sachs likes to give the following example. You get your father a glass of water. Oh, thank you very much. You go get him another glass. Okay, thank you. Didn't ask for it, but thanks. And another glass, and another glass, and another glass. And he's surrounded by a glass of water. He's like, I'm really not thirsty. But isn't getting a glass of water? I always learned in school, getting a glass of water, that's kibbutz. So I'm doing great mitzvah by getting a glass of water. I've surrounded him with hundreds of glasses of water. He's not thirsty. He doesn't want to see water right now. And you've got him a glass of water. Are you doing the mitzvah of kibbutz? Certainly not. What's the definition of kibbutz? Of kibbutz in general? Ritzono shaladam zehu kvodo. Whatever the person wants, that's the kavod. What they want you to do for them, then doing that is kavod for them. If they're not interested, it's not kavod. Mechila may not be, the reason an av can be mochel on his kavod may not be because it's a mitzvah, ben adam l'chaveru, so you can say, mochel. No, it's because when he's mochel, it's pashut not kibbutz at all. Once he's mochel, he shows you that it's not his ratzon, that he doesn't want it. And if he doesn't want it, then that's not kavod. So mechila may not be the greatest raya. Also, Jeff mentioned before that it's a lo kitzva, that when it comes to kibbutz, there's no limit. You just have to keep on going and going and going. So it could be that that's why there's no bracha. I mean, the no bracha is not a raya either. Now you might think no bracha may not be a raya either, because again, it's a lo kitzva, it may not be a raya just because we don't make a bracha in kibbutz that it's necessarily a mitzvah in the Malkum. Are you had a question?
Yeah. How far do we take that?
Oh, okay, so Bizayon, he's not, it's a different story. We're talking about kavod. Okay, we'll get to the definitions of kibud mora, Bizayon. We'll get to that in a moment. Yeah?
So it's not as rotten, it has the first ability to be mochel to begin with, it's not as mechila.
What do you mean?
I think like...
So he tells you it's not as rotten, he doesn't want it.
Okay, but I'm saying like, at the end of the day, he's like, how is he still able to be mochel the kavod?
No, because that's not the mitzvah ben adam l'makom is do what your father wants from you. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when you are mechabed your father, I take that as a covet to me, Kodesh Baruch Hu says. So if you're doing something for your father that he doesn't view as a kavod, and he's not interested in, Shafti used to give the example that, you know, you put on your parents' shoes and your parents say, I'm 40 years old, I can put on my own shoes. You know, you make me feel like a cripple. You know, that's not kavod. It may be covered when the parent is 80 years old or whatever. If the parent has a bad back or something, then it may be covered. But it's not covered if the parent doesn't want it. The definition of covered. So that's not the mitzvah ben al-makom. The mitzvah ben al-makom is do what your parent wants. Not just stop, do what makes you happy. The father said, I don't want it. Thank you. It's okay. I'm not... Right. He gave it as a mashal, meaning the nimshal is... That, so to any time you're mochel, you're saying that this is not covered that I'm interested in. Right? That's what you'd understand. Interesting chilek that Rav Shechter likes to say over, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, also appears Rabbi Hartman from Mechlala, I think, teaches in Mechlala, does the Maral's No, no, you went to Mechala, but you've seen the Marals, the big blue Marals, Machon Yerushalayim Marals. If you ever learn Maral, it's the only way to learn it, really, is with his footnotes, his phenomenal footnotes on the Maral. He's putting out all the Sifrei Maral. He's done the Gor Aryeh, he did a long time ago, and he did Netzach Yisrael, and Tiferes Yisrael, and Ner Mitzvah. He did like a bunch of the Maral Sfarim with great footnotes. He did his Perish and Pirkei Avos. Fantastic, fantastic Sfarim. In the introduction to one of those Sfarim, I think it's Netzach Yisrael, but I could be wrong. He has an essay on Kibbutz Aveim. Nothing to do with Maral. He says it's based on a couple of Torahs of the Maral and Torahs from a footner. He's Talmud of a footner. But it's not really Maral Vart, but I believe he says this Mahalik as well. He discusses this Ben Adam Makam Midl Machavero element of Kibbutz Aveim. And he says Kibbutz Aveim is clearly both. Rishach will say this over as well. It's clearly both. But maybe there's a difference after the father dies. Maybe after the father dies, it's not both anymore. Generally speaking, doing things for dead people is not a mitzvah ben adam l'chavera, because the person's not there anymore. And generally speaking, once someone is dead, that which you do for them is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. And he has a raya that after the father dies, it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, not a mitzvah ben adam l'chavera. There's a couple of rayas. Shatra likes to bring this. You have Gemara b'Metziyot of Samach Beis. Gemara b'Metziyot tells us that if your father had money, shel ribis, he charged interest. Did nisus d'oraisa, and he had money. So do you have to return the money after your father dies? Says the Gemara, ein chayav l'achzira. The Gemara goes on to say, you have to be machzir mipnei kavod aviyam. Yiniach lahen aviyam, part of a talis called avar msuyim that belongs to somebody else that they stole or whatever. You have to return for the kavod of your father. So, in fact, the Gemara mipnei kavod aviyam mimachayvi karikam rasi bam chalos sarbos meisam. He's a Russia. Why should you have to return it for his kavod? Father's a Russia. He stole it. Why should you have to go and return it? He charged ribbis. Why do you have to go and return it? He's a Russia. Answers the Gemara b'sha'asa tshuva. No, we're talking about he did tshuva. So Gemara says, well, if he did tshuva, why does he still have it? Well, he didn't have time to return it. He did tshuva, he was on his way to return it, got hit by a truck. Right? Now you got to return it. That's what the Gemara says. Sounds like Kibbutz does not apply from that Gemara to Aviv Russia. Right? If your father's a Russia. Sounds pretty clear in that Gemara. Gemara brachos daf yud. Shisha dvarim asal chizkiyo ha-melech al shol shahodu lo v'al shol shalo hodu lo. Chizkiyo ha-melech did 6 things. 3 of them the rabbis were very happy with him for. 3 of them they were not so happy with him about. One of the ones that they were really happy about was Girer Atzmos Aviv al Mita Shel Chavalim. He dragged his father's bones. Achaz, it was a terrible Russia. Dragged his father's bones, was totally mevaza his father. They said, yeah, good. Show the world what happens to an Ovid of a Zara. Show the world what happens to a Russia. He did the right thing. Where's the Kibbutz? Apparently, Aviv Russia. His father's a Russia. You don't have to worry about the Kibbutz, right? So that sounds like irrefutable. I was going to say, we'll get to the after he dies part. Sounds irrefutable that if it's Aviv Russia, there's no covet anymore, right? Both of those marmakamas. Rambam Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav Halach Yir Aleph Hamamzer Chayiv B'Kvod Aviv Umorao Afal Pishu Patr Al Makasa V'Kalasa Achiyasa Tshuva Afilu Haya Aviv Russia U'Balaveros Mechabdo U'Misyarei Mimenu. Says the Rambam, even if your father's a Russia, you need to have Kibbutz and Morav. Even if your father's a Russia. All the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam say, what are you talking about? Brachos Tav Yud, but Metziyas Samach Beis. Mefurish in those Gemaras, and when your father's a Russia, you don't have to have Kibbutz. What are you talking about that there's a Chiv Kavod for Aviv Russia? Ah, but what did we see in both of those Gemaras? They were talking about what? They're talking about not just any father, but fathers who aren't only Rishayim, but were also dead. So suggests Rav Shechter and Rabbi Hartman, and I assume others, normally you have to be Mechabed Aviv Russia. Is that a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero? Or is that a mitzvah ben adam l'makom?
I mean, an afkamino would be if they say you're l'chavero.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Good. But is that a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero ben adam l'makom? What's the bin on the chaver element of Kibbutz Av? That the guy did you a big favor by bringing you into this world. Aviv Rasha do that? Absolutely. What's the Benadim Lamakom element of Kibarav? Show respect to this person who I associate with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I'll take it as a personal respect to me. Now, this person rebels against everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands for. Show respect to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take it as respect to himself. All you're left with by Aviv Rasha is the Chi of Kibrav Midin Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. When your father's a Rasha, there's no Kibrav Ben Adam L'Makom, only Kibrav Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. When your father's a tzaddik, a good guy, you're chayiv and kibrav both ben adam l'chaver and ben adam l'makom, for both reasons. When your father's a rasha, you're only chayiv ben adam l'chaver, not ben adam l'makom. Ah, when your father when one's father dies, the only thing left is the ben adam l'makom element. But if he was also a rasha, then you don't have that either. Right? You can isolate each of these elements, the Ben Adam L'Chavero and the Ben Adam L'Makom elements. You can isolate by taking away the Ben Adam L'Chavero by talking about a case where the father's dead. There's no longer Ben Adam L'Chavero. You can isolate, take away Ben Adam L'Makom by talking about Aviv Rasha. There's no longer Ben Adam L'Makom by Aviv Rasha. If he's Aviv Rasha and he's dead, then you have neither. And that's what leaves you with, that's why you're left with Bab Metzias Samach Beis and Brachos Daf Yud, where there's no kibud whatsoever, where you have Chizkiya dragging the bones of his father.
Yeah. How long after a Rasha dies do we still see like that he has like a shame Rasha, like the death or Gehenim, like there wasn't a kapar for him that now honoring him wouldn't be honoring Hashem? Like, you know, he was a Rasha in his lifetime. He's like the shame Rasha.
Oh, so he's always saying after he dies the Miso is kaparasa.
Or even Gehenim, but I'm saying.
So he's saying after Yud Beis Chodesh, need him for Gehenim for Yud Beis Chodesh. I don't know.
And how are we defining Rasha?
Achaz is an easy call.
What? In public?
Yeah.
Public?
Good question. I don't know. But for these Gemaras is pretty clear, right? It's, you know. Good. So that's the basic discussion in terms of the lamdas of Kibraveim. Now let's get to the chashivos of Kibraveim. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us the well-known story of Tzuru Ma'asa Ovid Kochavim Echad La'aviv Ba'Ashkelon. You know the story of that guy in Ashkelon, Dama Ben Nesina Shemo, his name was Dama Ben Nesina. Bikshum Menu Chacham Avanu La'efod B'Shishim Riboschar. The Chacham offered him a tremendous sum of money for, because he had stones that can go in the Ephod. Rav Kana Masni B'Shmonim Ribo, an even more tremendous sum of money. Vayom Avteach Munach Tachas Merashosef Shalaviv. Most of the good stories we hear when we're children are from Gemaras. And the keys were under his father's pillow. Lotziero, he wouldn't wake up his father. It's interesting, the heroes of Kibbut Aveim are Gaim. Right, who's the other hero of Kibbut Aveim? Esav, no? Isn't that odd? It's over Kibbut Aveim, it's always Gaim. Not always, but often. Like, too often, you know? It's like, it's good. Something to think about. Mitzvah sichlis. We're trying to emphasize that it's a mitzvah that's just logical. Now, Hakaras HaTov element. It's just so logical. Someone brings you into this world. You have to show covet for that. So Dam Ben Sina understood it. Esav understood it. Everything was happy in the end. He got a Parah Aduma, and the Chachamim were willing to pay him an even more exorbitant sum of money. He said, "Now I'll just take the money that I lost because I see the Yad Hashem in all of this. Pretty good guy." But again, it's something that even a non-Jew is expected to excel in, and we use as a role model for excelling in Kibbut Aveim. The Gemara tells us, Vayter over there, that Rav Dimi was once wearing an expensive gold item, and he was sitting amongst very chashva people. His mother comes, rips it off him, and spits in his face, and he didn't say anything. He let her do her thing. She was obviously insane. Right, she was obviously not acting in a rational way. She was doing things like these. This is sort of like the definition of a shote, right? And he didn't say anything. That's how important it is that even when we're humiliated and we feel like our parents have done something to hurt us or to humiliate us, like for my children, I know if it's God forbid their mother hugs them in public, right? Something that humiliating, right? So that's you still have to have kibud aveim. And of course, the Gemara Rabbi Tarfon says that when his mother would come, he would say that I got a mekami, that he has to stand up mekami shchina da'asi. It's the shchina that's coming, which, by the way, is another maramakam that tells you what. If you associate it with the shchina, another maramakam, right? He said, this is my opportunity to have Kabbalah's Pnei HaShchina when my mother comes.
Which Gemara is it?
So that's Lamed Aleph and Beis. It should be there somewhere. Yeah, it's number 16. Right, Ki Avashama Kol Kara Davua Rav Yosef. I'm sorry, it was Rav Yosef. When he heard the Kol Kara the Ime, Amar Eiku Mekami Shchina Da Asya. Better get up. The Shchina's on its way. Rav Yosef. Okay, I think I wrote it wrong in the. Oh no, Tosus over there also. Right, Tosus tells us a remarkable story. Tosus says about Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon Havila Ime says Tosus over there. You see that in number 17. Yesh Bi Yerushalmi Pamachas Ime Rabbi Tarfon Avda Pizmaki Dida. His mother lost something. He had to get off her bed in order to look for it. So he put his hands under her feet so her feet shouldn't get dirty. And she would walk on his hands. Gemara tells an interesting, the Tosfos tells an interesting flip side of that. Disgusting. She would clean his feet with water. When Rabbi Shmuel came home, his mother would clean his feet with water and then drink the water. His way of showing kava that even the dirt on your feet, I respect you, my son, so much, the dirt on your feet is valuable to me. She didn't drink it in front of him. He had no idea what she was doing. Why are you putting that water away? Oh, nothing. Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel heard about this, he wouldn't let her clean the feet anymore. He'd be like, please. And she went to the basement and said, my son Yishmael is not doing the mitzvah of kibud avim. I want to be able to have this zuchus, and he's not letting me do it. And Chacham said, what? He's not doing kibud avim? She didn't give the details. She just said, he's not doing kibud avim. Rabbi Shmuel is not doing kibud avim. It's crazy. Shaul Rabbi Shmuel, he said, explain yourself. They told him, let her do it. That's what makes her happy, let her do it. Lasos Ratzona. Ubinyan Zehu Kibud. What does that tell you about Kibud? Don't take anything literal out of this, but what does that tell you about Kibud, though? It says that, what we said before, Ritzono Shaladam Zehu Kvodam. What they want from you is Kavod. Kavod has to do with what they're interested in. That is the definition of Kibud Avein. Now, parameters of the mitzvah of Kibud Avein. How do you define what is kibud? So the Gemara says, it couldn't be more clear. The Gemara is a brisa. Ezu morav ezu kibud. The Gemara defines it. Mora lo omid b'makamo, lo yoshev b'makamo, lo soser estevarav, lo machriya. Mora means don't stand in their place, don't sit in their place, don't contradict what they say. When they're arguing with someone else, don't say, my dad is right, because it's as if he needs your help. Right? It's Yehuda va'od l'kra. When you say, my dad is right, you're familiar with that expression? Yehuda v'al dekra, is when the Gemara has a pasuk, and then Yehuda comes along and says, and I also think. The Gemara says, yeah, there's a pasuk. We don't need you, Yehuda. Thank you very much. So your father doesn't need you to be machriya. Kibud is ma'achil, mashke, malbish, mechase, machnis, motzi. You're doing chores for them, taking care of them. Give them to eat, give them to drink, give them clothing, help them get dressed. That's kibud. Rav Asher Weiss points out in the end of that same little piece in Minchas Asher, I forget what siman it is, but you find in Parshas Yisro, I didn't have time to type it into the Marma Komos, but he writes at the end of that piece that it's interesting. There are three groups of people that we have a chiyuv to have covered for. We have parents, right? Aveim. What else? We already discussed one of the other ones. Rabbo, right? For Rebbe. And Melech also, he doesn't discuss that, but also, but related to it, is the Kohanim. Mamlach is Kohanim. Melech. Right? Kohanim you have to have covered for also. And he points out, yes, it's true, there are three groups of people that you have to have covered for. The definition of covered by each group is different. Think about it for a second. How are we mechabed parents? The Gemara defines it. Chores. You do things that they need. Take care of their basic needs. How are you mechabed rabbo? With a sense of awe, reverence. Right? How are you mechabed a kohen? By putting them first. He's mevarich rishon. he, right? The kibud you give to a kohen is by putting him first. So it's a different definition of kibud for each relationship. Even though we refer to it as covered in general, each relationship demands something else. Good. Now, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yardeus, we couldn't possibly go through all of the Kibbutz Avayim. I picked like random things and whatever we could do in the next 9 minutes, I guess. But, you know, we'll just pick some interesting ones, I thought. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you're not allowed to call, Gemara says, that you're not allowed to call your father by his name. Right? So if you look in Siman Reish Mem, Siv Beis, toward the end over there, that lo yikra'enu bishmo on the next page, on the top of the next page, lo yikra'enu bishmo in source 19, lo yikra'enu bishmo v'lo b'chayv v'lo b'moso. Don't call your father by his name, not when he's alive, nor when he's dead. Elo omer Abba Mari. Rather, you say Abba Mari. Hayishem aviv kishem acherim mishane shemam. If your father has an unusual name and someone else has that same unusual name, call that someone else something else. Don't call them by your father's name. If he has a very common name, Moshe, and you have 18 friends whose names are all Moshe, you don't have to each give each of the 18 friends a different nickname. A name that is normal, you can call that person the name as long as Shalom Bifanav. In a serious shaila in my family, my sister married someone that has the same name as my father. Right? So it was a shaila. What do we do? Because my father's name is, right, my father's name is Reb Chaim Yitzchak. My brother-in-law is Chaim Shlomo. But they both always went by the first names their whole lives. So we call him Chaim Shlomo. We never just call him Chaim. Because in front of my father, you don't want to call him just by the first name. Now, some suggested we should call him Shlomo. Just leave out the Chaim entirely. It was too weird. He wasn't comfortable with that. So my father was okay with it.
The fact that it mentions that you don't call your father's name after he dies, that would sound like it's Makom. Because it's
good.
After he dies,
right.
Also.
Right. So we said, oh, good. The whole kibud of Lachrimoso is, by the way, the nature of kibud changes Lachrimoso. Obviously. There's no longer feeding him, giving him to drink, dressing him, all that the whole nature of the mitzvah changes. It's no longer taking care of his needs. Now it's showing reverence when you refer to him. Right? It's Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo for the first 12 months. It's saying things that show a sense of reverence when you refer to him. But so you're not allowed to call your father by his first name. Or other people in front of your father by your father's first name. Yeah.
It was a weird name, right? Not in front of the father, you still have to have the weird.
Yeah, even not in front of him, the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah.
Okay.
Pischei Tshuva says, wait a second. Adoni Avi Harashzal. You ever see that? You ever see that phrase? Adoni Avi Harashzal? You ever read the Torah? On every page, at least twice. I don't know about that, but close to it. He says, Adoni Avi Harashzal. He calls my father Rush. Rush is just an acronym. What does it mean? Rabbeinu Asher. Asher is probably his first name. Right? Why doesn't he just leave it at Adoni Avi? When he quotes Rabbeinu Asher, Pischei Tshuva, he says, V'hada atur hiskiris aviv v'peshes kiro b'lashon kavod. He says the acronym is more than just an acronym. What does a Rosh mean? He's saying, my father, he's the man. He's the Rosh. Harosh, kaloma Rosh l'kol Yisrael. That's the way he was referring to him. If the acronym would have been something more benign, wouldn't have been something as kavodik, then the acronym would be a problem too, which is pretty wild. He said, look, if they don't know who your father is and you need to identify him, who's your father? Adoni Avi. Who? Avi Mori. It's not going to help. Eventually you need to identify him, so then you could for identification purposes, but you should always add a title. Right? That's why you say Rav so-and-so. Even if he's not a rabbi. You always have a title, Reb.
So, Aliyah, should that also? Or
what?
For to get some Aliyah, may I ask you for your name, father's name?
Yeah, so.
Is that your name, though? Is that considered?
Yeah, so I mean, there are those who don't like the idea of using titles when you get an Aliyah in general. In terms of it's the Kavod HaTorah, and you're going to. Harav going to go to the first, it's a little I think when you're saying your name, it's like saying Ben so-and-so. I think it's okay. I think the assumption is that it's okay. Rosh Hashanah used to say how when it used to be on the Kesuba, on the bottom, they would have two Edom signed right next to each other. You know, Yaakov Ben Tzvi, Shlomo Ben David, Reverend. And it could fit right next to each other. So now you need a whole line for each Edom, because it's Yaakov Shlomo Tzvi, Ben, Hagon, Hagadol, Atzadik, Harav, Achasiv, Rashk, Bahag, whatever, you know. So it takes up the whole line. You don't need all the titles, obviously.
But non-translation, but you should still say Rav?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Okay. Rashi also just has an interesting ha'ara. I mean, it's a davar pashut, but relating a little bit to Ritzon Shalom Zeh, but more to attitudinal issues. That when you're referring to parents, you have to have the proper. It's so much of Kibbutz Av is not so much about what you do, but how you do it, and that's in halacha as well. Rashi in Maseches Kiddushin quotes Yerushalmi, a Maisa of two people. Maisa Bechashay Machal La'aviv Pisyoni Hamachasam La'aviv Me'ain Lacha Kol Kachela. Guy used to feed his father the most expensive food every single day, and the father said, "Where do you get this stuff?" Amar Lo Saba Ma'ich Balach Tchon Vachol. Bother you, just eat. Kolomar la'osva chol, just chew on it and eat it. Tachon means to grind, but it means grind it with your teeth and eat it. Pereu shakashal of a shuv maisa be'echad, shayitochin berechayim v'yilo av zaken v'shalach hamelech v'shil aviv lava lava odus hamelech. Amar lo bno abba tachon v'aniye leich tachtecha. A guy was busy running his mill, and the melech sent that he wants the father to come work for the melech, and the melech would have. Who knows what he would have done to the father? So he says, Abba, you grind by the mill, and I'm going to go to the melech instead. And we say, that's kavod. What? One guy is giving his father caviar, assuming it's kosher, and he's doing an avera, and the other one is making his father grind, doing backbreaking work on the mill, and that is kavod. So it's about attitude also. It's about motivation. It's not only about what the actual action is. Like we said before, getting a cup of water is kavod when he wants a cup of water, right? It's not only about just doing the actions, going through the motions. We have to be mature enough to understand that. Gemara in Kiddushin tells us women are not chayiv, married women are not chayiv in kibrav because they have to worry about their husbands. And they're achray to their husbands. Ein biyad alaso, the Gemara says, she's meshubedes labayla. And therefore, she no longer has a mitzvah of kavadav. Says the Shach in Yerodea.
What about Aim?
Oh, Aim also. Says the Shach in Yerodea, if the husband's not makbid, so then she should do whatever the husband's not makbid about. I mean, if the husband's not makbid, that she's running every day to do the shopping for the parents, and she's missing out on some of the chores at home that maybe she would normally be taken care of. The husband doesn't care, and he, adraba, he thinks it's a wonderful thing that she's such a tzadekas. So then that's fine. If the husband's machal is covered. So then, not only is it fine though, then she becomes mechuyev. If the husband says, look, I'm not makbid on this, don't do this for me. So now the chiyev kicks in again to do for the parents. Yeah?
Is it assumed that the baza made makbid until he says otherwise? Or like,
I think so. No, I think the assumption is, the natural assumption. Rabbi, we're over here today. Rabbi Kamenetsky. Okay, we'll wrap it up. Rabbi Kamenetsky is going to speak, and then we'll have the mincha, and then halacha afterwards.
We can try to